Greetings in Jesus' name on this 18th day of January, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently 28 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, under a little bit of snowy conditions, flurrying a little bit, and just a dusting on the ground. We have literally no snow here in southern Maine, but up in the northern parts of Maine, they received 14 inches on Saturday, and so there's a lot of snow up there, no snow down here, but we're rejoicing in that, knowing that God's on the throne and in charge, and we're grateful for the beautiful weather that He's given us this winter season. Yesterday was just a phenomenal day. I mean, we were packed out. Our services in Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, packed out all of the services, baptized five last night, and just given God the glory for how He moved in our midst. Our choir sang yesterday morning, and then again last night we sang one of my favorites, one of my new favorites. Actually, my daughter Abigail is the lead vocalist on the song where it says, I was taught the scriptures before I could read them. I found them to be true. Oh my, our choir comes in and says, I choose to be a Christian. And what a great choice that is. And we sang and shouted and had a wonderful time. Then our family sang that song, Every Hallelujah, last night as a group. And it was just encouraging to be a part of all that God did in and through the meetings on yesterday. Hey, we don't have any sad stories. We could probably come up with some, but I don't think that would please the Lord. All of our stories are stories that talk about God's greatness and His wonder, and we give Him the glory for all that He's doing. In your Bibles today, I would invite you to look with me in the book of Genesis as we ponder this question that the Lord asked Abraham. And we must ponder this today and come to a conclusion in our hearts and in our minds. And the Lord is speaking, and He says to Abraham, is anything too hard for the Lord? Abraham was told that there was going to be a promised seed at the time appointed, that God was going to bless Sarah and Abram, and they were going to have a son. And in the midst of this, we can remember that Sarah has denied that she's laughing, and she actually was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. He recorded it long before there was a video recorder or a voice recorder, or long before Apple was following us around with our phones. God recorded that she had laughed. And you know, God's recording our laughs too. God's recording all of the times that we simply don't believe Him. God's recording the times where He's doing something unusual and we're laughing at it. Her having a child when she was 90 and Abraham being 100. And God records all of that. And God's recording again in our life as we begin to laugh at Him about different things that's going on, even during this pandemic. And we're wondering, are we going to make it? Is everything going to be okay? I want to remind all of the radio listeners today across this vast land that's listening on the radio stations and it's listening on the apps that literally go around the world. This is the question that God posed to Abraham, and He's posing it to us today. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Oh, this is a statement of excitement. When you think about this statement, it causes you to want to build another church. It causes you to want to get in your church and say, I believe God can do it again. It causes you to want to come to a place of understanding that says, hey, I believe this question, and I believe the answer to this question is there is nothing too hard for the Lord. And so therefore, in light of that, I'm going to live like that. I'm going to live like there's nothing too hard for the Lord. I'm going to live on the edge. I'm going to launch out and I'm going to do something for Christ in this area of church planting and church building and church restoration. You know, the ministry of church restoration is going to take on a whole new light in this pandemic because so many churches are struggling. So many churches are closed. So many churches are limited. And it's going to take on this ministry of church restoration. I believe there's nothing too hard for the Lord. I believe the Lord can restore. I believe the Lord can build. I believe the Lord can help our choirs. I believe the Lord can help us to be our best for Christ. and let's get after it for the Lord. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. And let's live like that. And let's be excited about the Lord and what He's doing in our lives and in our church and in our families. And let's be busy about the Father's business. The message today, is anything too hard for the Lord? Let's answer it. Go ahead right now. Where you're in your car, answer it. Go ahead at home. All the shut-ins, answer this. Answer this. The Lord's asking us this question. Go ahead and say, oh, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. We know that to be true. Now let's live like that. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.